Good morning, John.
Good morning, Esther.
How are you this morning?
Well, how am I? Well, I woke up and had a couple cups of coffee, and I had a couple of slices of buttered toast and my morning medicine, and just wondering if I'm going to get some reliable help here at some point. Has anybody spoken to
No. So I already spoke with HR. They already sent her a letter in the mail as well. We're going to be terminating her. Now, when I find you coverage, do you specifically want a female, or if I have a male aide, that you'd be comfortable with that as well?
Ma'am, I'm not comfortable with another man in my house easily because I'm easily intimidated.
Okay.
I have cancer and my weight's down to about 133 pounds. Became pretty inactive. A lot of my muscle mass is wasted away.
Mm.
And I don't know that men are comfortable with housework. I don't know that ladies are comfortable with it either. I would feel a lot better asking a lady to do my laundry or to make my breakfast than I would feel asking a young man to do it. However, if you have a male who's been with you a while and gotten good recommendations, right on down the line from the...
Yeah, so we do have a male aide that's been with us for a long time. But if you're not comfortable, then I'm going to continue searching for a female aide, okay?
Is the male available at this time?
So I'm going to ask him. He did mention to me last week that he is one of his clients got moved to an assisted living, so his schedule opened up, and he did mention, do you have any other clients for me to take on? So I could check his availability, and then I could let you know.
Okay, could we do that maybe today?
Let me...
Do you think you could get in touch with him today, as a rule, maybe? Maybe, no way, yes, possibly, no problem, whatever. Do you think you could get in touch with him?
Yeah, let me one second. Let me see his calendar. Yeah, let me contact him because he's finishing with a client at 12 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay, let me see if he's available and then... I could take it from there. Give me one second.
I would like to be able to interview him a little bit. Can you tell me what shift he's been working? Mornings, afternoons, evenings? Weekends?
Both, and also weekends.
He works mornings, afternoons, and weekends?
Yeah, he takes a lot of our clients. He works a lot.
Sounds like it. And you're getting good reviews on his work from these clients?
Yeah, the patients absolutely speak very well of him. What is your address?
My address is apartment number 703 Valentine Apartments,
okay.
152 Turn Street, Rome, New York, 13440. I'm sure you know the zip.
Okay. All right, he's a little far from you, so let me check with him, and then I'm going to let you know, okay?
Yeah, Esther, where's your office located? Where approximately?
I am actually sitting in Rockland County, but the independent office is on Genesee Street in Syracuse.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're in Rockland County?
Yeah, I'm actually sitting in Rockland County, yeah.
Mom worked there after she got out of college, right after World War II.
Who worked there?
My mother.
Oh.
Rockland County Mental Health.
Small world.
Of course, now, were she alive today, she'd be 100 years of age or more.
Where in Rockland County was she?
I think she worked at the psychiatric center. One of the psychiatric
centers. Oh, I think that place is abandoned today. I know what you're talking about.
I'm not sure she was at a psychiatric center. She may have been doing outpatient counseling. But I know she worked for Rockland County Mental Health at one time, a long time ago.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's your mom's name?
Elsie. Mary Jane. Her name was Mary Jane. Everybody called her Elsie. That was her mother's name. Of course, her mother died shortly after childbirth.
Aye.
She was raised by aunts and her grandparents. Grandparents in the summer, aunts and uncles the rest of the year. Summer, she got to spend on Cape Cod. What is the name of that other? Providence, Rhode Island, and Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Are you there?
Cape Cod, yep. Cape Cod, Massachusetts. I was just thinking about it. Yeah, I've actually been to Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
Me too. My sister and her husband took me up there one time.
Yeah, but I feel many years ago.
We had a little cottage. They were rehabbing. They bought it. It was just ramshackle, you know, but it was something they thought they could rehabilitate. And they did. They made it very nice. It took years to do. They worked weekends on it. If the doctor had time off or mispractice, sometimes he might go up there and work at it for a week straight. I presume. No. But, yeah.
All right.
Let me set you free.
Okay, let me see what I could do for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
You've done a lot for me already.
I'll try my best, okay?
Thank you.
All right, we'll be in touch in a little bit. Bye-bye.
Okay.